At 34 seconds after 9 a.m. on July 1, 1946, the world's fourth atomic bomb exploded above the lagoon of Bikini Atoll, a part of the Marshall Islands in the Pacific Ocean. A fleet of abandoned Navy vessels of all shapes and sizes were either sunk or exposed to murderous radiation. A large crowd of congressmen, journalists, and diplomats from numerous countries, including the Soviet Union, witnessed this demonstration. Oppenheimer had been one of many scientists invited to see the show, but he was conspicuously absent. 2 months earlier, his frustrations mounting, Oppenheimer had decided he would not attend the Bikini tests. On May 3, 1946, he wrote President Truman ostensibly to explain his decision. His real intent, however, was to challenge Truman's entire posture. He began by outlining his misgivings, which he asserted were shared not unanimously, but very widely by other scientists. Then, with devastating logic, he decimated the whole exercise. If the purpose of the tests, as stated, was to determine the effectiveness of atomic weapons in naval warfare, the answer was quite simple. If an atomic bomb comes close enough to a ship, even a capital ship, it will sink it. One need only determine how close the bomb had to be to the ship, and this could be deduced from mathematical calculations. The cost of the test as planned might easily reach $100 million. For less than 1% of this, Oppenheimer explained, one could obtain more useful information. Likewise, if the tests hoped to obtain scientific data on radiation's effects on naval equipment, rations, and animals, this information too could be obtained more cheaply and more accurately by simple laboratory methods. Proponents of testing argued, Oppenheimer wrote, that we must be prepared for the possibility of atomic warfare. If this was the true purpose behind the tests, then surely everyone understood that the overwhelming effectiveness of atomic weapons lies in their use for the bombardment of cities. By comparison, the detailed determination of the destruction of atomic weapons against naval craft would appear trivial. Finally, and this was undoubtedly Oppenheimer's fiercest objection, he questioned the appropriateness of a purely military test of atomic weapons at a time when our plans for effectively eliminating them from national armaments are in their earliest beginnings. The Bikini tests were being conducted virtually simultaneously with Baruch's presentation at the United Nations. Oppenheimer concluded that he could have remained on the Presidential Commission to observe the Bikini tests, but that perhaps the President might think it most undesirable for me to turn in, after the tests are completed, a report critical of the whole exercise. Under the circumstances, he wrote, perhaps he could better serve the President elsewhere. If Oppenheimer thought his letter might persuade Truman to postpone or cancel the Bikini tests, he was mistaken. Instead of focusing on the substance of Oppenheimer's dissent, the President remembered his first encounter with him. Affronted by the letter, Truman now forwarded it to Acting Secretary of State Dean Acheson with a short note in which he described Oppenheimer as that crybaby scientist who had earlier claimed to have blood on his hands. "I think he has concocted himself an alibi in this letter." Truman misunderstood. Oppie's letter was actually a declaration of personal independence, and through it, once again, he further alienated the President of the United States.